Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. Hang on to your hat and enjoy the ride, because you're about to get some powerful insights and practical hacks that will take your daily life to the next level. And now, here are your hosts, Rick, Frank, and Peter.
Welcome back to the Road Ahead Cafe. I'm your host, Rick Gabrielli, and I'm here with change facilitator Frank Vandenhorst and mindfulness coach Peter M. Fellows. And in this week's episode, what we're reading, each of us will share something we've read that may help you level up the flow and fulfillment in your life. Peter, can you tell us something about what you'll be sharing with us today?
Yeah, thank you, Rick. And welcome back, loyal listeners. We're back here for you, offering you some of the insights and the mental hacks that we use at The Source so that you can level up your daily experience. So as you know, I'm ancient, and one of the most popular New Age books that came out back in the day was Creative Visualization by Shakti Gawain, published in 1978. And 1978 was a busy year for me. I managed a vegetarian restaurant called The Mango Tree in Ottawa, Canada. I got to wear all white cotton clothes and look all spiritual and stuff. And at the same time, I was studying psychology at Carleton University. And during the night, I was pioneering pathways into lucid dreaming. And at the same time, I was teaching, among other subjects, creative visualization at the Ottawa New Age Center, just steps from the Parliament buildings, the Government of Canada. At the New Age Center, we loved this book because it outlined was pretty much what everybody was teaching, and creative visualization has been selling steadily for years. In 1995, Shakti made a few changes to clarify some points, deepen some concepts, and update it a bit. And even that, 1995, was 26 years ago. But still, this book speaks wisdom, mostly. And you can use that wisdom to help yourself right now. Why do you absolutely need to read this book? Stay tuned, and I'll tell you. Back to you, Rick.
Great stuff, Peter. Thank you, Frank. What do you got today?
Meditation diminishes bias towards negative information. I've just read this interesting article published by the neuroscience.news.com on May the 30th. And this new study reveals that daily mindfulness meditation can help reduce individuals' tendency to avoid negative information. The practice of regular mindfulness meditation allows people to better process uncomfortable emotions, thus enabling them to handle negative information more objectively. The author, Christoph Elhardt from the ETH Zurich, Switzerland, states, if you want to know more, keep listening, because if you like what we're talking about here, just join us at thesource123.com. Well, Rick, what are you reading today?
Great stuff, Frankie. Thank you. So this is what I'll be sharing. As a part of my research for community design, I met Gina Bianchini, the CEO and founder of Mighty Networks. Her book, Purpose, has been a terrific guide to the key steps in designing and creating a better version of The Source for you. I'll share more in a minute. Peter, what do you have for us today?
Thank you, Rick. Now, this book, Creative Visualization, by Shakti Gawain, goes way beyond just using mental imagery. While Shakti explains thoroughly just how to use visualization, and that can be used as a launch pad for a lot more. Throughout the book, Shakti recommends using affirmations alongside creative visualization. And she does a pretty good job of explaining how to use them most effectively. Of course, our teachings at The Source on affirmations are much better, but Shakti has some solid stuff on affirmations here for you, all written down neatly and clearly. And she adds how to use visualization to do healings, create an inner sanctuary, and improve so many aspects of your life, including relationships. She gives plenty of examples and additional techniques: meditation, tapping into your energy centers, using a treasure map to set goals, clearing blocks, and more. There's even a workbook that you can buy to use alongside this book if you like. Now, much of what's in this book can be found in other books. That's true. My wife Jeannie and I taught these concepts in our workshops and wrote about them in our own book, Beyond Intuition. But there are three things that I do want to highlight from this book today. First, a caveat. The views of Peter M. Fellows, me, are not necessarily shared by my co-hosts, Frank and Rick, mostly because they're smarter than I am. But having said that, Number one, I don't get the law of attraction that Shakti mentions, okay? And by the way, what you've told, the law of attraction was never a secret. It wasn't suppressed by Darth Vader and his dark and powerful minions. Everybody knew about the law of attraction back in the 70s and 60s and 50s and earlier. Shakti says that different thoughts and feelings have different vibratory frequencies. Now, I admit that sometimes during Mr. Charanjit Watara's grade 12 physics class, I nodded off. It was often hot in there. But I'm pretty sure we never covered the differing frequencies of thoughts. That wasn't something that was on the syllabus. Now, she gives the example of making dinner. She says, first, you have the thought about making your dinner, and that magnetizes energy from the universe, which pours itself into materializing your dinner. I'm not really so sure about that, because usually when I'm thinking of having dinner, it's my wife, Jeannie, who does all the materializing, not the universe. Now, I'm not saying that I don't think that there's an energy component to all life, because I do. I'm just saying that, I don't know, it seems ridiculous and perverse to think that if you think hard enough about a person, the energy frequency of your thoughts will create an energetic magnetic force which will compel some other person to become your significant other, whether they like it or not, apparently. You just have to really visualize it good. Imagine all the people who spend hours daydreaming about a movie star falling in love with them. It doesn't happen, doesn't it? And what about the countless American Idol hopefuls who've dreamt about being a music star all their life, and they're utterly convinced, not a doubt in their mind, that this is what they're meant to do. And then they get voted off in the first edition because they're terrible. They can't sing. But we can have that debate later. I just wanted to touch on it because it's in the book and put it on the table for future discussion. Number two, the second thing I wanted to mention was Shakti's mindfulness approach to everything she does. You'll find that much of the New Age literature speaks about how important it is to be mindful in your approach to creating the life you want, if you want it to succeed, even though they rarely use that term mindfulness. So watch for that when you're looking at the book. And number three, the third thing I wanted to mention was Shakti's material on meeting your inner guide. Shakti writes, "All of us have all the wisdom and knowledge we ever need right inside us." This is an often overlooked truth and a huge part of what we do at the source. We help you return to the wisdom and authority of yourself, of your own inner source. So how do you tap that inner guidance according to Shakti? Well, she offers the technique of creative visualization, hence the name of the book, for creating a sort of avatar of the inner guide to represent that aspect of yourself, and so you can ask it questions. This is certainly worth road testing to see if this approach works for you, and I think you will really enjoy this book. Back to you, Rick.
Great stuff, Peter. That's a great tip there at the end. Frank, what do you got, buddy?
Yes, I love that book, Creative Visualization. And the interesting thing is there's also a link from that book to what I'm going to talk about. We seem to have a tendency to avoid negative information because they're probably not in line with our beliefs or opinions. That's one of the reasons we like to hang out with people who are like-minded. Look at sport fans, for instance. What's your favorite baseball team or basketball team? You like to talk with people who are fan, who are in the same site. On the other hand, we think that smart decision makers gather all relevant information and weigh the pros and cons in an impartial way and are even willing to have a close look at unsettling or unpleasant information. Well, is that the case? Do they really do that? No, not always. Due to what experts call cognitive bias, Christoph Ehlhardt says, people tend to ignore potentially negative information, even when such information is available to them. Negative information can create negative stress. What I find out is that I bought this new TV set for far too much money, and that my colleague isn't really honest to me. Well, how do I feel? What am I going to do about that? A recent study by Elliot Ash, professor at law Economics and Data Science at ETH Zurich shows that people can reduce this tendency towards information avoidance through regular mindfulness meditation, quoting the author Christoph Ehlhardt. For their study, Elliot Ash and his team of researchers recruited 261 participants through an online platform and randomly divided them in two groups. One group meditated every day for 50 minutes, while the other spent their time listening to relaxing music. Before and after the experiment, the study participants had to answer a set of standardized questions to ascertain how well they dealt with negative information and how strongly they responded to emotions. Participants were asked, for example, if they wanted to receive potentially negative information about their health, financial investments, or personal relationships. The study reveals that participants who meditated every day for 2 weeks were better equipped to simply observe the negative emotions and accept them calmly, as Ash says. This positive development was not observed in members of the control group. So, meditation has been known as a very effective way to calm your mind and body. If you are more relaxed, you are dealing with life's challenges in a better and more fulfilling way. And reflect on what you bought, the best TV set ever. Rick, do you meditate a lot?
All the time, Frankie. Every day.
Very good, man.
Thank you, Frankie. Great stuff. So, here's what I want to share with you today. With so much data regarding isolation and stress, we three are committed to bringing you a place to think, connect, and grow. So when I was trying to figure out a book to talk about today, I found Purpose to be incredibly powerful by Gina Bianchini. It's a wonderful journey from curious to host extraordinaire. Each of us has taken this journey, and we're inviting you to take it with us. Gina takes us from actually finding your purpose to taking action. Then she shares the path to growing your community in the digital age. I'm a visual learner, and this book gave me a clear direction with inspiring stories of others who have done this and examples to put into action right away. I was even able to read it during a weekend, a relaxing weekend, and it was so well constructed. For those of you who know me, it takes me forever to read a book. I can listen to a book, read a few pages, read it backwards, but very rarely do I sit and read one, and this was riveting. I like this kind of stuff. So whether you're here with us inside the source or thinking of building your own tribe, Purpose delivers. And imagine how delighted I was to find out that our own beloved Master Networks, who just released an app, was built on the Mighty Networks framework. Stay tuned, because we have more to come regarding that by the time you listen to this podcast. Peter, your final thoughts.
Yeah, thank you, Rick. My final thoughts. That sounds so final. So at The Source, your online coaching community, just as at the Road Ahead Cafe podcast, we believe in offering you different approaches to leveling up your life. And in creative visualization, you have a portfolio of techniques that grew out of the New Age movement, a book littered with diamonds. And all you have to do is to wander through the pages and pick up whatever attracts you. Then come see what's available at The Source. Come and see us there. Rick?
Thank you, Peter. Great stuff. Frank, your final thoughts?
I teach the Kaizen method for change at The Source 123. This article suggests that daily meditation could enhance decision-making by effectively dealing with potential negative inputs. The Kaizen method can help you with that by asking yourself this question: what extremely small step can I take now to improve my decision-making given the information I have? Try it. It works. If you love what you have, what you're hearing here, check out what we have built for you at The Source 123, our online peer community. And as always, what you think about and think about, you bring about. Have a great day. Rick.
Great stuff, Frank. Thank you, buddy. So here are my final thoughts. When you set sail seeking life's greater meaning, you unleash a series of events, all divinely placed to reveal your true purpose. All you need to do is open your eyes, heart, and mind to find the inner keys to flow and fulfillment. Thank you for joining us today for the Road Ahead Cafe. And if we've helped you feel a little better, and you feel you'd like to pay it forward, ask yourself, who do I know who might also enjoy this podcast? Don't be shy. Share the good vibes. We look forward to getting together again with you in 2 weeks. And remember, savor your day today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Road Ahead Cafe. Hungry for more? Don't miss out. Follow this channel and be sure to subscribe to our email at theroadaheadcafe.com. Thank you for stopping by. See you next time.